Okay, Gemach Sima Tova to all. Hope my post Shabbos Shuvah throat lasts an hour. El Hashem, we'll do our best. Mishnah Chavchesim Abeis. Okay, we're up to the last daf, finishing up the second parak of Sukkah. El Hashem Yom Kippur. Get the start Lulav HaGazel. Get the start the third parak. Okay, so let's. So everybody has the R scrolls. I'm looking at the end. Is this the last daf in that volume? Yeah. So gotta get a new one before Yom Kippur. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shivas Hayamim Adam Osa Sukkaso Keva Ubeso Arai. All 7 days of Sukkah, a person makes his Sukkah permanent, his permanent dwelling, and his Beso, his house, Arai, his temporary dwelling. So it doesn't even just say you should live in your Sukkah Bekfias. Specifically, the contrast. It's the Sukkah becomes Keva and the Bayis becomes Arai. This fits in as something else we'll see in a few minutes also fits in the thought we said last week for Rabbi Rosenzweig, that it's not just that you happen to do about most things in your Sukkah, but your Sukkah is really your central headquarters for the Yantav of Sukkahs. So it's not just a place to eat and a place to sleep, but it's a change of headquarters. And that's what's emphasized by the contrast. It's your Sukkah is Keva and your house is Arai. Yardu Gushamim. It starts raining. When you allowed to leave and go into your sukkah, go into your house when it's raining. When the porridge, when the cereal becomes ruined, whatever food in your sukkah becomes ruined. So let's talk about this a little bit. This is machlokas rishonim, which is discussed many times. The first side of sukkahs. Hopefully, it doesn't come up too much, but it seems that it does come up too much. What if it rains the first night of sukkahs? So the Mishnah says if it rains, you yardu gushamim, said you go to your house. Says the Rush and Brachas, a couple of other Rishonim as well, that this does not apply the first side of Sukkos. On the first side of Sukkos, as we learned last week, on Daf Chav Zayin, we learned Tesvav, we learned from a Matzah, that just like you have to eat Matzah, the 15th night of Nisan, so too you have to eat in the Sukkah, the 15th night of Tishrei. So therefore, just like there it's a Mitzvah Sachila, so too here there's a real Chiyuv, strong Chiyuv, and there is no Petur Mitzta'er on the first night, according to the Rush. And that is why you got to sit in your sukkah, even if it's raining, at least to eat a kezias. That is the sheet of the Rush. The Rashba says that is too important of a statement to be left out of the Gemara. The Gemara never mentions any difference between the first night and other nights. The Rush would answer that, hey, that's Tesvav. But the Rashba would say, the Gemara would have to explicate it. The Rashba in Tshuva, in Dalet Ayin Ches, says, he was asked this question, Im chayav al kapanim lechol kezayis o kebetza besukah, kivin she'en kol kach tsar bachil ashir kebetza olo. Says the Rashba, no, nirinli advarim, she'ena mitzta'er v'asher yardu gushamim chayavim ashe tisrach habikpa lechol besukah. Teishvu ke'eto durar minan. No, this isn't, the first night isn't so different than the other nights. It's teishvu ke'eto duru. And ula olam l'chiva hatar lechol besukah, el kaderach she'osa adam ebeso. What would you do in your house? If it's dripping in your house, you have a leak in your house, you're going to sit there, you're going to eat anyway? No, you're going to leave. And therefore, so too in a sukkah. If it's raining, you can leave, even the first night. Dim isa lo efshar delo lemru haki b'gamara. If it was true, it's too much, too important of a statement not to be in the Gemara. Umisha mechayev, alav haraya. Says the Rashba, whoever it says your chayev, I love the hosi, Hamosi bechaver, I love a raya. You have to bring a raya that is true. So this is a major machlokas rishon. What do we paskin? We paskin like the Rama quotes the Rush. The Rama quotes the Tafresh Lamates. Hey, and this is why on the first night, even if it's pouring out, we still go in and eat at least a kezias. We try. Wait a little bit to try to eat a kezias in the sukkah, and then we go inside. Because we're machmir like this Rush. Abalayla Rishona, Zerachlach Kezias B'sukkah, Afim Yarduk Shamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because though there is a machlokas, because there's a machlokas at poskim, we don't make a bracha if it's pouring out. If it's pouring out, we don't say the mitzvah bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. We make a bracha Rishona, we say a motzi, but if it's raining, then we don't say... We don't say Leishiv HaSukkah because of Safek Brachos L'Hakel. And he says, Roy Lahamtin, you should wait a little bit, not too much, because you don't want to ruin the meal for everybody else in the family, but he can wait a little bit, especially if you see it's gonna lighten up soon, so then one can wait and to eat a little bit later in the Sukkah. Okay, that is number one. Machlokas we showed him about that. Mechaber does not quote this halacha. Mechaber does not quote it. So does that mean he holds like the Rashba? Probably, but that's unclear. He doesn't say beferish. He just quotes the Petur of Yarduk Shamim. He does not quote either way exactly. He just quotes the Mishnah. He quotes the Mishnah. So Lachor probably means like he passed like the Rashba. Got to check the Beis Yosef. Okay, point number one. Point number two. So, yeah. If it's raining, should you wait? So according, probably you should wait. You should wait if you think it might stop soon. And now we live in the days of forecasts. We're going to see later on if that plays a role the other way, if you know it's going to rain. But here, if you know if it's the kind of rain that seems like it's going to stop soon, that it could be a good idea to wait a little bit. Again, especially if you have young children there and other guests there, the Shus Yaakov has a tshuva that ain l'cham minia simchas yantav gadol mizu. We don't have to be monia simchas yantav. Okay, but we have to use our head. Okay, there is a discussion also in the Achronim, and that is if a person on the first night, again, what is it considered when you leave the sukkah? What is it considered when the rain is coming down? The story for this, I'll quote to you from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. It's quoted in Hari Ketem here, where Rav Soloveitchik records, he quotes this Rama, and he quotes that you should leave the sukkah, because it's only on the rest of the days, but the other days you have to eat in the sukkah, even the first night. Fine. Umaisa b'akon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Shvamachas b'arisha shal sukkahs. It's a known story if you've heard it before. It's the first night of sukkahs, and it was raining, so they left the sukkah, and they go inside to eat it. And it was raining the whole night, and they all go to sleep. And in the middle of the night, Rav Soloveitchik describes how his father woke him up. He says, "Baba, oh, we gotta go back to the sukkah." And he's like, "What are you talking about? We've got to go back to the sukkah. It's the middle of the night. I'm sleeping." He said, "Oh, we have to go back to the sukkah." We should pasak ageshem heir as bar of aktanim to lechol kzayis pesukkah. Kadei lot says to be yotzi the shitas that mitzayir belayla rishon is potter from a sukkah, and therefore they didn't really fulfill their mitzvah. So v'tam lo azra beidu, said the rav when he was a little boy, right? That I told my father, I don't understand. You miman of shach yotzi anyway. So delachor b'manav shach pater. The imis tar chayiv b'sukkah. If you're chayiv in the sukkah anyway, we ate in the sukkah the kazayis. If we were pater from the sukkah, we were at home. So what do you have to go out to the sukkah to wake me up in the middle of the night to go out to the sukkah for? Halavai, we should answer b'derech Torah when we're woken up in the middle of the night. But there he says that's mitzar pater. He did gamata mitzar. I'm mitzar b'shena. I'm sleeping now. So v'keheshiv lo hagram. He says no. He said you don't understand the shita. Should be kovakom chayavin. The first night everybody agrees mitzar is pater. According to the Madaver that says you're putter if it's mitzar, if it's raining, it's not because you have an exemption. But you know why? Because there's no sukkah there anymore. When it's raining, there's no halachic sukkah there. The sukkah loses its halachic status. So you're really chayv of the mitzvah. You just don't have a sukkah to do it in. So the second that you now have a sukkah to do it in, you got to run back in and do it. That's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik understood these Rishonim and Achronim. That it's not that you have an exemption of Mitzar the first night, but it's just that there's no sukkah anymore for you to fulfill your chiyuv. But once you have a sukkah, so now you have to go back and fulfill your chiyuv. Nimsa Shavashi, Vidik Hashem, Chasro lo acha, Hichi Timsi, Lekayim HaMitzvah. The Gra uses a similar lashon on Shulchan Aruch. But l'shem sukkah. But again, that is the story that he was woken up in the middle of the night. Yeah.
So we said the other day that if you stay in the sukkah, then you're...
Oh, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that right in a second. What happens if you sing your sukkah? Yeah.
Didn't we learn in Halacha that if you begin to eat ahead or to sleep ahead outside of the sukkah, then you don't have a chiyuv anyway to return?
Generally, that's what the Rav tied into his father, that I'm mitzar, I'm putter. But he thought that on the first night, everybody agrees there's a chiyuv. The question is, does the sukkah lose its status when it's raining? Since the sukkah lost its status when it's raining, so you have to go back into the sukkah. There is a discussion, yeah?
It could be
that the nature of mitzayir is different than the rest of sukkahs, and it also could be that the p'tur of mitzayir is different than the p'tur of yarduk shamim. If you go to the Shulchan Aruch, it's in two different places. So we're going to have to analyze, the p'tur of mitzayir might be different than the p'tur of yarduk shamim. Yarduk shamim might be afkas shem sukkah. While yarduk mitzayir, I'm saying the p'tur of mitzayir, but it might just be specifically yarduk shamim. What happens, what Menachem just referred to, what happens if you sit in your sukkah when it's raining anyway? So we've mentioned the lashon of the Yerushalmi before that says, if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, nikra hedyot. You're a hedyot, which is a foolish person. We had this in the Chumash here that, you know, what are you sitting in the sukkah for? You're a machmir. So 2 points on that. First, of Yosef Engel, the Golioni Ashas here, says that you're only a hedyot in this kind of case because you're getting rained on. It's not just stama chumra. If you're sitting in a, if you're doing a chumra and you're a bit stire because of your chumra, that's an hedyot. It's not stam extra chumras that one wants to partake in. But again, if it's you're getting rained on, it's mistire. But once you know that there were gdolei hachasidus that sat in the sukkah even when it was raining. Right, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, he quotes from the Qumrana, Dimhi Merov Simchas Mitzvah Eino Margish Bikashamim. If because you're so happy that it's Yat Sukkis, you don't realize that it's raining, that chayiv lechol b'sukkah. And then he quotes from the Kodin Over, right, Menachem's Rav, Shirola Avosav, Rabosav, L'Shabbos b'sukkah, Gam Beis Yividus K'shamim, he sat there. And he quotes from the Sons of the Divrei Chaim, he says, let me be a head yod in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't really care. Right, so he says, so you have this Mesorah of Chassidus Rebbeim that used to go out in the sukkah. He quotes from the Marshag that says, if your pain that you have of leaving the sukkah is even more greater than the pain that you'd have sitting in the sukkah getting rained on, then you don't have the term tire, because you have more pain leaving the sukkah. So he says, that's why he said, okay, maybe don't make a bracha, because maybe it's not really a sukkah, you're dover shkarim. But either way, that's why you have these, again, but the minhag of Rov of Klal Yisrael is to leave the sukkah when it is raining. Okay, so if it's raining, you leave the sukkah. And the Gemara says, now, mashal ma'ad v'domen, the Gemara feels the need to give a mashal. What is this like when it rains on the first side of Sukkot? And the Aruch Haner points out, this is only if it hadn't been raining beforehand that it starts raining then. If it's been raining for 2 weeks, you know, you can't say it's a specific simen, because it's been raining for 2 weeks. But it's specifically, you know, if it starts raining, like basically close to the beginning of Sukkot, it's a simen klala. La'evet shebo limzo kos l'rabo, it's like an eved, a servant, that comes to pour a kos for his Rebbe, v'shava lo kita l'pada, but it gets it thrown back in his face. We're going out to sit in our sukkah, and, you know, we're getting rained on. So there's a well-known Vilna Gaon, it's quoted here in Pashas Emor. Pashas Emor in the Pinim Mishulchan Agra, that he quotes, so why does it switch the lashon of kos and ketone? Right, an eved that comes to pour a kos for his master, and the ketone, the pitcher, gets thrown back. What's the difference between a kos and a ketone? So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying, it's from the Divrei Eliyahu on Iyov, that he quotes that the master has a cup of wine. A cup of wine is strong. A cup of wine is very strong. And he's coming to dilute it with water. That's a lashon of limzog, right? Limzog kos l'rabo. So he's coming with a ketone, with a pitcher, and he's coming to dilute the kos with water. Says the Gra, and the mashal is that we've just been through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Midas Hadin. We've just been through a very serious time symbolized by undiluted wine. That's what the Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is holding. And we're coming with Sukkot, with all our great mitzvahs of Dal and Minim and Sukkah, we're coming with some water, with the Dal and Minim, to dilute the din, to have some rachamim, to have some chesed, to dilute the din. And what did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He's holding the kos kaviyacho, and we're having our pitcher of water, and he comes and he throws the ketone. He throws the water back in our face, the pitcher of water, and he still has this cup of undiluted wine. That's the simen klala of, you know, we're trying to dilute the din with rachamim, and he comes and throws it back in our face. That's the why limzog, and that's why kos versus ketone. That's what he quotes here. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want this mezika. Now you read the Mishnah, that we appreciate what the mashal is. Okay, Tadur Rabbanan continues the Gemara. All 7 days a person makes a sukkah keva based arai. Ketzad, how you look at him? No man in the sukkah. If you have kalim, bring him into the sukkah. Nice kalim. Matzaos, nose, nice comforters. Ba'alav v'sukkah, bring it to the sukkah. Ochel v'shosim matayav v'sukkah. And you eat and you drink and you spend your day in the sukkah. So amazing. If you was writing down what you do in the sukkah, wouldn't the first thing in the braisa be you eat, you drink? What's the first thing? Bring your kalim in, bring your mattresses in. And by the way, also eat and drink in the sukkah. Again, as we mentioned before, it's about making this your central headquarters on sukkahs. It's not just about a place to eat and drink. The braisa, the Mishnah, over and over again mentions these kalim. But again, you see it from the order of how things are mentioned. So you bring everything into the sukkah. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he was asked, Teishu ketadua, right? Your sukkah has to be like your house. So why do we have separate sukkah decorations? We never hang things like that up in our house. Right? You ever have one of those Gdolim picture posters in your house, in your dining room? You know, we don't have that. So Teishu ketadua. So Moshe was said, is this really appropriate? We have sukkah decorations that we don't have in our house. In Yimanav Shach. You know, what is the Teishvu Kein Taduru? The Sefer Moshe, a very important yisod. Teishvu Kein Taduru, u'b'inyin noy sukkah, sheish mi shepirsimu, there were those that were fire same, she'in la'asos noy sukkah midvarim she'in derach l'shtamish b'bayis. To be in a Teishvu Kein Taduru, says Moshe, Teishvu Kein Taduru, if you look all throughout Masechah Sukkah, has nothing to do with how you build your sukkah. Nothing to do with the tfanos, nothing to do with how you build your sukkah. You know what it has to do with? How you live in your sukkah. It has to do with the chairs that you're bringing in. It has to do with the food. It has to do with how you're sitting. It has nothing to do with the walls. How you make the walls of your sukkah, the decorations of your sukkah, beautify the mitzvah. Wonderful. It's the chesed shel mitzvah. But teishuk eidaduru, he quotes 25 cases. Or we've had a bunch of them already. Teishuk eidaduru is part of how you live in your sukkah, not how you build your sukkah. And therefore, the decorations are a part of how you build your sukkah. So don't tell me that that's going to limit teishuk eidaduru. So wonderful, beautiful, have separate sukkah decorations, and it is not a problem. Avalo shayach zeh lebinyan sukkah. Daf lechad chiva oset tfanos sukkah bitvarm shein osim bayis kavua. Right? Do you build your sukkah with metal poles and with canvas? You build your house like that? Of course not. No, because teishuk eidaduru has nothing to do with building the sukkah. Okay, that's an important yesod about teishuk eidaduru. Okay. Continues the Gemara. The Tana Rabbanan, as the Brisa says, teishuk eidaduru mikan amru kol shavasiyam osa osa adam sukkaso kevo besarai. He makes his sukkah permanent. And his house arai, Ketzad, how you locate him? Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, the Siman Klala of Sukkis, the Rambam writes in here on the Mishnah, it's only the first night. If it rains the first night, it's Siman Klala. The rest of Sukkis, it's not as much of a chiv to eat in the Sukkah. It's only the first night. I'll be showing him the Meiri quotes, maybe any night of Sukkis, but really the Ikkar is the first night, and that's what we daven for. We hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't throw the ketone back in our face. Would that be a right that Rambam holds like the Rosh? They have to do it anyway. I'm not sure if you have to put them together. Not sure if you have to put it together. Even if you say it's a set only Siman Klala only tonight, you still might not say that there's a chiyuv mitzar. You can still say it's a unique type of chiyuv, even if you don't say the first night. Ketzad hayu lo kelim na'im malon la'sukkah. So what does it mean that you have to make your sukkah keva? If you have nice kelim, bring it to the sukkah. Matzos nos malon la'sukkah. Ochel v'shosu matay b'sukkah. But this brisa adds on one phrase. U'mishanein b'sukkah. What does mishanein mean? It means to learn in the sukkah. Learn in the sukkah. Look at the first Rashi on the Gemara. Sover limudo umechatcho alburyo. Dissect your topic. La'amod. Dehainu shmaitse damoroi. Visvara. Shaltami ha-mishnah. Take your shear into the sukkah. Says Vizbraisa. Mishanein basukkah. Because of that, ask the Gemara. Eini, is this really true that all of your learning should be done in the sukkah? V'yomar Rava. Mikra umisna bimetalalta. Rava says, your mikra, your Torah Shevichsav learning, umisna, and your mishnayis learning, bimatalata, should be in the sukkah. V'tanui, tanui is your bi'iyun, your tircha learning, bar mitalata, that could be outside the sukkah. Because Rashi explains that you'll feel a little safuf, you feel a little, you know, that's not as much, you want to be outside when you're learning bi'iyun, you want the air to be able to blow in freely, and in the sukkah you might not be able to think as properly, in as deep of a way. So therefore, certain learning can be outside the sukkah. So that's the kasha. The first brisa says, you should do all your learning in the sukkah, no exceptions. And the second brisa is machalik between different types of learning. So this answers the Gemara, no, lo kasha, it depends on the type of learning. Hab migris, hab iyuni. Here it depends if you're learning basically what we would call Bekiyas or Be'iyun. Megris, you know, quick learning, or Be'iyun. Which is which, though? Which one do you do in the sukkah? Which one do you do not in the sukkah? That's the machlokas. Rov Rishonim, Rashi here says that Lemigris, to Bekiyas, where you don't have to halt cup as much, and, you know, it won't be as many distractions, so then you could sit in the sukkah. But the bi'iyun, where you have to concentrate so hard, you have to really figure out the svara, so that if it's hard for you to do it in the sukkah, you can do it outside the sukkah. The contrast in Rashi is that you do it, like, out in the field. We would say, okay, you do it in the house. But either way, you know, it's the common denominator is, where do you learn best? If you're not going to learn well in the sukkah, then you can go into your house to learn. You have to eat in the sukkah, you have to sleep in the sukkah if you can, and you have to do other things in the sukkah. But learning, it depends where you're going to learn best. Those of you who learn all day on computers, and I don't know if you can bring your laptop into the sukkah, a kiyum. But again, if it's not, if you don't have to force yourself to do the dot by yourself, if somebody learns better with a chavrusa, the base medrash. So again, it depends on the type of learning. So again, according to Rashi and most Rishonim, Bekiyus, what we would call Bekiyus, is in the sukkah, Be'iyun is outside the sukkah. The Ritva quotes that they are just the opposite. Be'iyun is more of a kviyus. You're establishing yourself, you have a kviyus in learning. That's why Be'iyun has to be in the sukkah, because everything kavu has to be in the sukkah. Mashenki Bekiyus, it's not as much of a kviyus, which is a Musar Haskel also, much of a kviyus, and therefore you're allowed to do it outside the sukkah. But either way, halacha l'maisa, for our purposes, if one can learn, should learn something in the sukkah, but if one learns better outside the sukkah, so then that would be okay as well. Continues the Gemara, Kiha, on top, where do we know that you have these two kinds of learning? Kiha, Derava bar Chama Kiavi Kaimi Mikami Derav Chizda Merahati beGemara Bahadi Adadi. First, these two rabbis together would run through the Gemara together. V'hadimayni Misvar, and then they would sit and be ma'ayinit. Again, there's a balance of learning Talmud Torah that we have to cover. We have to cover ground. We have to try to see as much of Shash as we can, and also we have to sit or we have to be ma'ayin in the learning. Interesting. In another area of halacha, this chiluk also comes up. Remember, about 4 years ago or so, we talked about learning on Shabbos. Yaradeya talks about what kind of learning you're supposed to do on Shabbos. So the common denominator is that you're supposed to do learning that you enjoy on Shabbos, owning Shabbos. But the machlokas is, what is the best type of learning to do on Shabbos? So some posts, there's the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesachei Tshuva there, some say that you should learn something new on Shabbos. Because new, it's exciting, it's, you know, it gives you chizuk, but chazering on Shabbos, you know, we don't like chazering, it's difficult, you have to try to memorize it, that you shouldn't do on Shabbos, because it's not as much owning Shabbos. The other one says, no, buy a new piece, you have to be ma'ayin, you got to break your head over it, so maybe that you shouldn't do on Shabbos. But the others, you know, chazer, you know already, you're chazering, so some of us enjoy chazering, so therefore you should do that on Shabbos. But either the posting also there talk about be'iyun and be'kiyas. But again, the common denominator is, whatever you enjoy, you know, that's what should be done on Shabbos, because that is owning Shabbos. Okay. Amar Rava, third line. Amar Rava, mani mishtia bimetalalta. Mani michla barmi metalalta. Mani mishtia, what are those? Drinking kosos. Rashi says kosos. Cups, you're allowed to have your cups in the sukkah. And even after you finish with them, you're allowed to keep them on the table in the sukkah. Because what would you do in your house? They're not like putrid, disgusting type of cups that you'd remove right away. But they're fine. If you drink, you still have them on the table, so you don't have to get them out of the sukkah right away. Right? Same rules. Mani michla, but dirty plates. Right? They become like you have the leftovers of the plates, so that try to get those out of the sukkah as soon as possible, because, you know, it's ma'us, Rashi says. And therefore, it's inappropriate to have them in the sukkah. Tosfos quotes Rashi on top, and says, maybe we're not talking about actually clay su'udah that you eat on, but maybe it's talking about the pots. The pots and the kalim that the food is prepared in. So again, the rule is, anything that you normally would not have on your dining room table, you shouldn't have on your sukkah table. Because again, Tosfos says, quotes, Teshu Keita Duru, Vahani Ein Regilin Lios Bebeis Dira, Elabais Yeshlam Levata, you keep it in the kitchen. So something that's usually in the kitchen should not be brought into the sukkah. Because Teshu Keita Duru. Chatzva Veshachil Barmi Metalalta. Chatzva, Rashi says, is a type of kli that you used to draw water with, v'shachil, and also a type of peyel barmin b'talalta, because those are not usually brought into your house. Those are for drawing water. V'shraga b'talalta, but the candles could be in the sukkah. V'amila barmin b'talalta, another writer says outside, so when are the candles in, when are the candles out? V'lo pligya b'sukkah gdola ha'b'sukkah k'tana. Depends how big your sukkah is. Tosfos explains this is a practical issue based on fire. You have a very small sukkah, you don't want the candle in the sukkah. It's going to burn down. But if it's a big sukkah, then you can have the candle in the sukkah. Other Rishonim say it has to do with mius. Some candles, especially in those days, didn't have like beautiful candelabras like we have today. Use it over and over again. They have candles made out of earthenware. So once you use it, after it's being used, it becomes putrid, it becomes smelly, it becomes, you know, all of the earthenware, you know, becomes not nice to sit next to. So if you have a big sukkah, you can put it on the side, so you can have the light and not be bothered by how it smells and how it looks. Fine. If you have a sukkah katana, they'd be staring at you in the face, so then it is inappropriate. Again, this touches on the issue of halakas neiros of Shabbos and Yantiv. You're supposed to light what you eat. That's b'lachan chila. You're supposed to light what you eat in the same room where it's visible. Lapi kabbalah, when you make kiddush, you're supposed to look at the candles. Right? Zohar l'banim zacharim, the Gemara says. But that is, that's why l'chan chila is supposed to be in a place where you eat. Two dots. Yardu kashamim. So it starts raining. So Tana. It says when the porridge in your bowl gets rainy, so the Gemara says when your porridge of lentils gets rainy, because that gets ruined very quickly, Rashi says. Meheris l'kalkel. Again, but as the Rama wrote, and as we mentioned before, we don't have to sit there and estimate, is my food getting spoiled yet? I'm not sure. Let me see how many drops are coming in. Well, Maisa, if it's raining, it gets uncomfortable. You know, you're outside the sukkah, and we're not like those rebbes that sit in the sukkah even when it's raining. You go inside, especially if it's not the first night. You know, you see how comfortable it is. Teishu kein toduru. Abaya, because Yosef came to Rav Yosef and Matalalta, Abaya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef in the sukkah. Rav Yosef, who by the way was blind, Noshav Zika v'kamaisi Sivusa. The wind was blowing and splinters from the schach kept falling into their food. Amalu Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, Panali mani mehach, let's get out of here. This is very uncomfortable. And I don't want to be here. Amalu Abaya. Abaya says, what do you mean? We have to wait till the stage where the mikpah would be spoiled. Amar Lei. So says Rav Yosef, no, you don't understand. Lididi, I'm in a different frame of mind. Kiva da anina da toy, since I am an anina datoy. That means I am very I'm very medactic and I can't handle certain situations that other people can handle. Kamisha tisrach amikbadami li. So I can handle less. I'm very I'm like like we talk istinus. I'm an istinus, and therefore I have to go in now. And therefore let me go in, even though we haven't reached that stage. The Magen Avraham uses this as a kasha on the Rama. The Rama writes, important halacha lamaisa, the Rama writes in Tav Resh Mem Sif Dalid that the Petur Mitzta'er is somewhat objective. You know, you can't say that if it's a 70 degrees and a beautiful night and I'm a little chilly, I'm going to go inside. You can't generally use that Petur Mitzta'er. But lo yuchal adam lomer mitzta'er ani, ela bedavar shederech b'nei adam lehitzta'er bo, says the Rama. Right, you can't be an unusual. You know, if you gotta follow the ways of kol adam, says the Mishnah Berurah. So he asked the Magen Avraham. So how about Rav Yosef here? If it has to be objective, but he says no, I'm different. So why is that? Why is that allowed? So the Magen Avraham says maybe that is why Rashi quotes here that he was one of the anine hadas she'inam yichol lispol shum davar mius. And he quotes that he was a famous in this, in the fact that he was an istinus. So that's why that made it different somehow. Because he was a famous istinus. Everybody knew this about him. So he was like in his own category. Even though we generally have an objective shear. But again, if somebody is in this category of istinus and it's known, then that would be an objective category. Someone we mentioned a case last week. Maybe Zakanim. You know, Zakanim, let's say somebody's an elderly people have different thresholds of weather. You know, they get cold easier, they get hot easier. So again, maybe also that would be a separate category of people. That's not subjective totally. If it's a whole category of people, that would be different. So then that would also be okay, even according to the Rama. Yeah.
Is it a Summa Chayim?
So we have a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that says Summa is Patur Mikol HaMitzvos. But we might not pass in that way. That's where Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, made a party when he heard that that a Summa is Chayim.
But maybe he would be held to a different standard.
Right. So maybe there's a quote here, the Summa issue. Just quotes, maybe that has to do with it. Maybe it has to do with it that he was Anine Datai. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. He's sitting in the sukkah and rain came down. You're not allowed, right? We don't make him go back to the sukkah. Right in the middle of his meal. Right, he goes into the sukkah, v'yarad, he's in his house. Remember that Lashon is used because they used to make the sukkahs on the roof. So v'yarad, he went back into his house, and he's eating his meal. It stopped raining. I'm eating here already, don't worry. We'll go back for dessert. You don't have to leave in the middle of your meal in order to go back to the suda. Again, some say this is based on Teishu Kein Daduru. Right, you never eat the meal in your house in two different places. Right, you email in one place, therefore Teishu Kein Daduru, you're in your house, and therefore there's no problem if it started raining already. Also sleeping. If you're sleeping in your sukkah, then it started raining, and you go inside, and you start sleeping in your house, you don't have to go back into the sukkah, right, that story that we mentioned before notwithstanding, but you don't have to go back into the sukkah until it gets light. Before we talk about that for a second, there's an important diuk, the Ritva says here. What does this Gemara say? The Gemara says if you're sitting in your sukkah and it's raining and you go inside, so then you don't have to go back until you finish your sukkah. Says the Ritva, what if you know it's going to rain? What if you know it's going to rain? It's not raining yet. You know it's going to rain, right? We live in a day and age. Forecast. Let's say you hear the forecast, it's supposed to be mamish and mabul. You have to set up your whole sukkah and it's going to start in 20 minutes. To set up your sukkah and... Says the Ritva, yes, you can't leave before it starts raining. Like, because you know the future, you can't leave before it starts raining. It says here, Yardu Gashamim, says the Ritva, Umina, Shimlo, Haya, Ochel, Adayin, Ara, Gashamim, Ba'in, Vishamayim, Miskadrin, Ba'avim. The sky is getting cloudy and dark. Sha'ochel, Chutz L'Sukka, right? So, right, if it's, right? That's what you have to go there. Again, if it's starting to drizzle already, if they say it's going to be a hurricane, if you have to use your head. But just because there's a forecast of rain, you might want to wait a few minutes. Okay. But you don't have a hefter to start your suit already inside if it's not raining yet. You might want to wait. Okay. That you don't have to force yourself to go out. Maybe you don't have to bring out every single piece of silverware yet. You know, but in terms of starting your suit already, sometimes it's happened that it's supposed to rain and it doesn't rain for an hour later. Right, they say it's going to start at a certain time. You have to use your head. That's what the Rikva here talks about. That in that case. So it says if you went back and you have to sleep, you don't have to go back into your sukkah at sheyar. So it says the Gemara, Yibay Luhu, at sheyar with an ayin or at sheyar with an aleph. Yer with an ayin means until you wake up. Let's say you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and then you realize it stopped raining. You have to go back. Or actually, yayar until it's light outside until the morning. Which one is it? Tashma, again, and this is me'ikar hadin. The Ramah talks about, Shara talks about why we don't sleep in the sukkah. In Chutz Laaretz, bizman hazeh. It's a big issue. But Mikra, you're supposed to sleep in your sukkah. So Tashma, so which is it? Ache Yeyav Yalam Rashachar, until it gets light and dawn comes. Tarti, isn't that the same thing? Ela Ema Ache Yeyav Yalam Rashachar means you wake up and it's light out already. Meaning you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't have to go back. You wait till the morning. Mashal Madav Adome. So the Mishnah gave the Mashal. Ibailu, Mishavach Lami. So the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, who poured it on who? We already kind of know this based on the Gruz Pirush. But who poured it on who? Because the Mishnah just says, the Eved brought it and he poured it. Does it mean he spilled it by mistake on his master? Or the master poured it back in his face? So, Tashma, the Tanya, Shavach lo Rabo, Gitan Alpanav, the Rav, the master pours it back. V'yomar lo Yefshi Pishimushach, I do not need your service today. Tanya Rabbanan, first wide line. Bizman Shahachama Loke, Simin Ra Lachol Ha'olam Kula. When the chama, when the sun is affected, is loke, is blackened, it's a simin ra for the entire world. So there's a major discussion in the Achronim here. What does this mean? Simin ra. There are those that say this means a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse, when the moon is directly in between the earth and the sun, and therefore there's a solar eclipse, and that is a simin ra. Right? The lunar eclipse is when it's the moon is on the opposite side, and the earth is in between. But that's what some say, and that's what this means. It's a simin ra l'chol ha'olam. Yeah. So the Bikur Yaakov here, and the Aruch HaNer in his commentary says, there are those that say, where is he quote from? Hamalegim al divrei razal. Those that scoff at Chazal, read this Gemara and say, the rabbis had no idea what they were talking about. This is a natural event. What are they talking about? Solar eclipses? That's a simin ra? Not a simin ra. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. Right, they sharpen their arrows on this Chazal. Al yeser ki'ilu razal lo yodu darkei hateva. The rabbis were not scientists; they didn't know anything. So says the Aruch Laner. Those scoffers are really nilku. Why? Because they don't look at what Chazal say. What does it say here? It doesn't say kisha hachamaloka. It says bizman shahachamaloka. That means Chazal knew that it happens at natural times. But at those natural times, Chazal knew that that was a simin. Wasn't that caused it? They knew exactly what happened. But it says bizman. Bizman, at the time that it happens, that's a simin for the rest of the world. It's not that that thing causes it. Of course, it's a natural event. But they had that mesora, that when this happens, bizman, that this happens, so they had a simin that this was something, a simin ra for the olam. So that's the Aruch HaNer. The Yaris Vash, the Gilyoni Ashasi, of course, if you're noticing Ibishitz, and the Yaris Vash quotes no. It says, this is not talking about a solar eclipse. What does it say? When the chama is loke. Let's say you're looking at somebody and you put something up in front, in between, to separate between you and your friend. Has your friend been loke all of a sudden? Your son has been blackened? You just can't see. Just because there's a separation between two things doesn't mean that something happened to the other thing. So the Aris Vash is obviously, we're not talking about the solar eclipse here. Because by a solar eclipse, there's something in between. Nothing happened to it. But he says, Al pichach mehateva, we know that certain times, mamish, there are black spots on the sun. There are black spots. Nothing to do with any type of separation. But I don't know where he gets that from, but that's where Rav Yonasan Ibishitz says, Al pichach mehateva, is, again, we'll have to ask the meteorologist again that sent us, where is it from, Toronto? We got an email from there. But anyway, that's what he says. You look in the Gilyon HaShasi, of course, the Aris Vash, Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, and he says, Ki zeb emes bolav hicheshbo in the regular cases. But, Kim yasa adam mechitza b'fnei ner, shlo yavik horo, v'chi zel likui l'ner, halo ner doli kadarko, rakabiniya meha makabel, shem mesach mavdo menosam. So for all these lines that we're about to have nothing to do with the natural occurrences, but it has to do with something else. But again, either way, we knew what Chazal was talking about. Even you take that, it is talking about the eclipses, like the Aruch HaNer assumes, or it's not talking about the eclipses, how the Gilyon HaShas assumes. Yeah.
We have a parallel with Hashem saying about bringing a rainbow.
Right, the rainbow by the Ramban, right? The Mepharshim talk about the Parshas Noach. It says, this is my simin, my brisfi, or rainbow. We saw the rainbow is, right? But we say Keshes, it was one of the things that were created, Ben Hashmashas. Or something like this, was it created? So for the Ramban there talks about it, right? Right. If the Keshes is a natural occurrence, then Hashem is only using it for a bris now, or did he create it now? Right. So that is also a parallel discussion. Okay, Tanur, but Shacham Alokas Ben Ralach Halolam Kulo. When the sun is hit, it's a simin ra for the entire world. Mashal Mad Avadomel, Melech Mas Avadom, it's a mashal to a king, Shasasud Lavadav, he made a big meal for his servants, Viniyah Panas Lothnaim, he put a big light to shine on them at the party. Kos Aleim Bamar La'abdo, and he got angry then at the people, and he said to his servant, Tul Panas Bipneim Boshivim Bachoshach, take the light away, let him sit in darkness. Right? So the sun is our light, and when it's taken away, it's a simin ra. Tani Remeir Omer calls Masha Moros Lokid Zimara Lasonim Shah Yisrael. Whenever the Ma'oros, the luminaries, are affected, then it's a simin ra to Am Yisrael. Mipdesha Mulumadim Bimakusehen. Because they are used to getting patched. Look at this Mashal. Rashi says, the first wide line in Rashi. Mipdesha Hein Regivim Lilkos Yosemikulam. Because we're the most persecuted out of any generation, any people. So when persecution comes to the world, we're the ones that should be starting to get scared. And look at the mashal in the Gemara. Mashal asofer, shabala beit sefer, v'resu abiyado. The whipper comes into class. Mi doeg, who's the one that should be scared? Mi shiraga lukos, b'chol yam yamu doeg. When the principal comes into the class, who's the one that gets scared? The kid is always in the principal's office. That's the one that gets scared. So we're Am Yisrael, it's like those kids, we're like those kids. We always get patched. So therefore, we're the ones that should be scared. Right, the kid who's sitting in the front row smiling, he should be scared when the principal comes in? No. Says, who is that? I'm Yisrael. We're always getting patched. So therefore, when the simin ra to the world, we're the ones that have to be scared. Tana Rabbanan, Mizman Shacham Aloka Simin Ra Lo'ovdei Kochavim. When the sun is affected, it's a simin ra to the Umos Ha'olam. Levan Aloka, when the moon is affected, simin ra lo'sonei Amshah Yisrael. When the moon is affected, that affects us. Why? Because we have a lunar calendar, and they have the solar calendar. As Bali Musar say, we count by the moon. The moon waxes and wanes; doesn't stay constant. We grow and we get less, and we grow and we get less. So therefore, it's something that we should focus on. Okay, there is. We'll have time to say it. There's a Kedushas Levi that talks about this line. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Lo kebe mizrach simirah liyoshe mizrach. If it's affected when the sun is in the east on its way up, it's a simin ra for the people who sit in the east. B'mayriv simirah liyoshe mayriv, the west to the western people. B'emsa harakiya simirah lachol olam kula. When it is up in the sky, it's a simin ra to the whole olam. By the way, why is this whole Gemara brought here? Because we had the rain being a simin ra for the Jews. So that's what this Gemara has brought here. This is a Siman Imroim for different people. Panav Domel Adam Dam, when the face of the moon turns somewhat reddish, like blood, Cherev Bala Olam, it's a Siman of Cherev, of a sword. Lasak, if it turns blackened, like sackcloth, Chitzei Ra Bala Olam, hunger is going to come. Lazuv, if it turns black and then reddish, Cherev, Chitzei Ra Bala Olam, both. Laka Biknisaso, if it gets Laka Biknisaso, when it's first shining, when it's first rising, so Puranas Shohelavo. That means that Puranas are going to wait and be, they're not going to come right away. Just like there's a lot of rest of the day, so too there's a lot of time before the Puranas comes. Bisiaso, but if the sun gets blackened towards the end of its cycle, Maharis Lavo, just like there's only a drop of time left to the to get. For the day, so too, there's only a drop of time left till the Puranas comes. Some say just the opposite, right? That if it happens at the beginning of the day, then it's going to come sooner, and the end of the day is going to come later. There is a Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, in Parshas Miketz, Beis Halevi writes, when Yosef HaTzadik is talking to Paro, and he says, V'al hishanas hachalom l'paro p'amayim, right? Why did you, Paro, have your dream twice? Right? The cows and the stalks. Kinachon adavar me'em alokim, umar elu masoso. Right? To teach you that it's going to happen. Kinachon adavar me'em alokim, why do you have it twice? Because it's going to happen, and it's going to happen quickly. Umar elu masoso. Says the Beis Halevi. We have this Gemara in Misach HaSukkah that says that if it happens at the beginning, kishasimin miher lava bascholas hayom, when it happens, you get the simon quickly, then it means that it's going to come quickly. But so too with a chalom, he says. If you have a dream in the beginning of the night, that means it's going to happen quickly. The end of the night is going to happen later. So that's one Gemara. So that's why he says Paro had the dream at the beginning of the night. But then there's another Gemara in Brachas that we had, that there are three kinds of dreams. Early in the night, middle of the night, late at night. Early in the night, it might don't take it seriously because it might just be from like stuff that happened during the day. Towards the end of the night, when it's quiet, when you've had time to relax, when you've been in a deep sleep, those dreams are serious. And those dreams you got to think about, the sofa laila. So said the Beis Halevi, Paro had these dreams, one at the beginning of the night, one at the end of the night. Yosef is trying to interpret it. So Yosef is telling him, why do you have it twice? You had it at the beginning of the night because of our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, at the beginning, it's from the Harris Love, it's going to happen quickly. You had it at the end of the night also. So you don't think it's like one of those dreams at the beginning of the night that don't mean anything. You had it at the end of the night so that you know that you know, you're benachas and you have dreams that are serious, and that means something. And while Masosos, that's the pshat of that pasuk, that's the drash of that pasuk, that based on these two gemaras, about having the serious dream at the end of the night, and also it coming quickly at the beginning. Continue the gemara. Ve'en lecha kaluma v'uma shaloka she'en eloheha loka ima. There is no uma in the world that gets hit, that its gods aren't hit with it. Right, the Ramban and Parshas Achremos discusses how every nation has a god, has a celestial being that takes over, that is in charge of it. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts a celestial being over every nation, Italy and America, everyone is except Am Yisrael, except Eretz Yisrael. Right? So Am Yisrael does not have any intermediary, but over every other nation, right? The Sar Shel Esav, the Sar Shel, throughout the Torah also being referred to. So whenever a nation is hit, so their god is hit too. Right? Hashem took care of the gods of Mitzrayim also. When Bnei Yisrael are doing the Ratzon Hashem, we have nothing to worry about. Don't learn from the Goyim. Don't follow the signs of the heavens. The Goyim have to worry about this. We do not have to be worried. Because of four things, four occurrences, the Chama is Loke. Rashi says, Lo Shamati Tam B'davar. I don't really know why. These four things, but it's these four things. So if Rashi says that, we might also, you know, we're in good company. Alav Bezdin Shemeiz Veinu Nispa Ka'alacha. On the Av Bezdin that died, and he did not get a proper eulogy. Val Nara HaMorasa Shetzaka Ba'ir Ve'im Moshiyala. And a Nara HaMorasa that was screaming out for help and nobody helped her. V'al Mishkav Zachar, Rachmana Litzlan, V'al Shnei Achim Shenishpach Daman Ke'echan, and two brothers that were murdered together. So these four occurrences cause the Chama to be Loke. V'shval Arvid V'ar Ma'oros Loke, and the four occurrences cause the Ma'oros, the other luminaries, the stars, to be Loke. Al Kosvei Plaster. Kosvei Plaster, Rashi explains, you misrepresent somebody, you sign somebody's name, and you know that for a certain fact, and it's not true. You forged somebody's name in business. V'al me'ide eid sheker, or you're just made eid sheker. Somebody owes somebody else money, and you lie about it. V'al magale behemet daka be'eretz Yisrael, and also if you raise behemet dakos, animals, small animals in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Baba Kama says, because this is they're very wont to eat, to graze in other people's fields, you have to be very careful, mishum gezel, so therefore that's not a good thing to do, to graze behemet dakos in Eretz Yisrael. And v'al kotasei ilanos tovos, cutting down good trees. Beautiful Rashi here. Three lines from the bottom. Rashi says, Shemashchisin heim, you're destroying. Venirin keboatin b'hakadosh baruch hu. When you cut down a beautiful tree, it appears like you're rebelling against Hashem. Ubeberchasa shemashpia tuvo. He's giving you such a beautiful tree and you're cutting it down. As it relates to the whole Baal Tashchas issue and cutting down fruit trees, right? Pasukin shoftim. So again, that is a lot. There's a lot more beside this halacha, and there's a lot of kabbalah having to do with cutting down trees. Ki ha'adam eitz hasada. And you have to go to a posik who's kind of one of my poskim says he doesn't pasken trees. Somebody asked him to ask because it's a lot of kabbalah when it comes to cutting down trees. So again, this is related to that. Al kotzei ilanos tovos. You have to that also is a bad simon. Ubishvul dal dvarim nechse balibatim nimzor lamalchus by four things that a chasma balibatim are given over to the government. Amashi shavas peruin. They keep documents that are already paid up because they're going to want to get collect again. Bamavi Bribis, people who lend with interest. People who could prevent people from doing Averis because they are rich and they are well-to-do and people would listen to them and they still don't prevent people from doing Averis. And people who say at an appeal that they're going to get stuck and they don't give. And they just mention it in public and they don't fulfill their obligations. Those four things causes Balabatim to lose their money. Finishing up, because of four things, Balibatim's money will just get lost. Won't be given over to the Malchus, but they'll lose their investments. Al Kofshi Schar Sakir, people who delay paying their workers. V'al Oshke Schar Sakir, people who don't pay their workers at all. V'al Shapark and Omeal Savarayan, people who throw the yoke off of themselves. And Osinal Chavarayan, you have a job to do and you ask somebody else to do it and you don't even help them do it. You ask somebody for help, that's fine. But if you're Porik Ol and you make somebody else do it, that's not good. V'al Gasas Aruach, and on arrogance. V'gazarokan eged kulam, that's the worst. Avabanavim ksiv, anavim yirshu oretz, v'san gor rov shalom. Right? Anava is the ikar of what we're supposed to do. Just to end off with something that connects to right now and Erev Yom Kippur. So I got to say it right now. In the Rav Soloveitchik has an essay, it's based on the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi writes, what's the difference between the first luchos and the second luchos? First luchos, the Medrash says, had Torah shebal peh written on it as well. The first luchos. It had Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. The second luchos only had Torah shebichsav. And that's what was brought down on Yom Kippur, tomorrow. Right? Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah shebichsav. So where was Torah shebal peh? Torah shebal peh was going to be learned by Am Yisrael, and we, the Beis Halevi describes, we were going to become the klaf of the Torah shebal peh. It wasn't going to be on the luchos anymore. We were going to become the guf of Torah shebal peh. We would become the klaf, and Kadosh Baruch Hu did that, the Beis Halevi explained, so he would never be able to get rid of us. No matter what we do, we're klaf, we're tashmishi kedusha, and therefore he can never get rid of us. And that's what happened on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the celebration of Torah shebal peh, because we became the klaf of Torah shebal peh. And that is why right after Yom Kippur, you have Sukkos, Lulav HaGazel, Dalad Minim. Out of all the Yom Tovim, maybe Sukkos, the Yontav of Sukkos, requires Torah shebal peh the most. Pre-Eitz Hadar, what's a pre-Eitz Hadar? Can't move without Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What does an Arava look like? What does a Hadas look like? How many walls in a Sukkah? You need Mechitzin and Tefanos and Good Asik and Dofen Akuma and all these Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Why? Because right after Yom Kippur is Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the Yontif. We need Lulav HaGazel. We need the Torah Shabbat Peh. We need it. It goes right into it. Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's why we have the Schus to on Yom Kippur right now to start Lulav HaGazel, to start the third parak of, which is all about the Dalad Minim. And Beis Hashem, we should be Zochah to become true carriers of Torah Shabbat Peh. Two carriers of the goof of Torah become Tashmishi Kedusha and Bizochet to Ashas Chaim Mishalom and Talmud Torah and Beis Hashem, we should all be learning together in Yerushalayim. Have a new year. Kedusha slave, yeah. Get to another time.
Yeah. You do outside the Sukkah. Yeah. How does that differ?